Everybody knows the mayor. The mayor's gathered up a group of local business people. Butch, for example, owns a marina. Terry, shrimp boat. Floyd, oyster fisherman. And Patty has a convenience store. Chris is the owner of the bait shop. And so we were just talking about the economic impact that this has had. And just to give you a sense of perspective, you know, Terry's been shrimping out here for 46 years. His grandfather did it before him. And right now, things are completely shut off for him. Floyd, he leases the oyster beds from the state. The state now, obviously, and properly so, has said you can't be pulling seafood out of these waters right now. He's got oil that's starting to seep in into these oyster beds where he's got leases. And as a consequence, Floyd's trying to figure out how long this damage is going to last.
I'm a fourth generation, and I got a son that's a fifth generation. So, you know, so we've been in this, some of these leases have been in this time, they've been dependent for 100 years.
Butch was talking about the marina and making the point that these 3-4 months are basically when all the business comes down. And normally all his slips would be full right now. Sounds like about only a third of them are full. It may get worse from there.
All the short moves died. All the short moves didn't shut down. Yeah,
they make a living.
Make a living off of taking people out of the
business. So right now, Butch isn't taking a salary so he can pay his employees, but he doesn't know how long that's going to last. Then you got Patty, who owns a convenience store. Obviously, that store is dependent on these guys. The boat's coming in, filling up with gas, buying ice, buying soft drinks. So she's down 85% on her business right now. So this is just a sampling of what's happening out here. And part of what we talked about was what we can do to prevent oil from coming into these areas. Part of what we talked about is, in terms of the relief effort, can we deploy folks who've got boats here to help save their livelihoods right where they are, as opposed to having to go to other places. And so I'm going to ask Admiral Allen to make sure that he's looking at where people are being deployed, where vessels are being deployed, to make sure the people who know the waters best end up being hired there. And the final thing is we've got to talk about what we talked about up in New Orleans, which is, are we making sure that claims are being processed effectively? Right now, after that initial $5,000 check that BP wrote, the claim center has been taking in claims. But it sounds, based on what I'm hearing, that there's a lot of process, but not much actual action. And so we're going to see if we can do something better on that. But the main point I think I want to make, Mayor, feel free to chime in on this, is, you know, these are communities that have had a way of life for generations. And what people are concerned about right now is not just the damage done in the short term, because these are some tough folks. They've been through hurricanes, low prices. Terry was talking about how, you know, if the walls stay up on a building around here, hurricane comes, you wash out the mud, and a week later everybody's back in business. So these are folks who are used to hardship and know how to deal with it. But what they're concerned about right now is, you know, is this going to have a lasting impact that they can't recover from? And that's why Fed, the rest of the federal team, is so committed to making sure that everything that can be done will be done. This is going to be bad no matter what we do, but we can hopefully minimize the damage, but it requires good coordination between the state, federal, and local. And it requires BP to make sure that, as I said, up in New Orleans, folks aren't getting nickels and dimes, and that we're doing what we need to do early to prevent the worst case scenario can happen. Mr. Mayor, anything you want to add?
Well, again, you know, the main concern is to block these five passes like we talked about. The barges are available, Admiral right there, and all along the coast from Venice to Harvey Canal all the way back to Homer. They're standing by, and hopefully we can get the president to get on BP between both of you guys so we can put some barges there temporary to block these passes so we can save, you know, our neighboring parish, Lafourche Parish, St. Charles Parish, Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish, Clackamas Parish, and just in Jefferson Parish where we live at. If we can block the five passes right now, these fishermen can tell you that we can save, to continue saving the rest of the 2 million acres of oyster reefs. We have $2 billion worth of seafood that comes out behind me, right in this estuary. $2 billion worth. We have $1 billion of recreational license, recreational fishing that generates to the marinas, to all the stores, all the way across Louisiana. But these guys, this woman here with the convenience store, if we lose the estuaries in the back, we history. And they'll tell you that. We're born and raised, our grandfathers, grandmothers, we made a living right here behind us. There's no reason why the shrimp hole should be tied up. It ought to have skimmers on it to make sure that we can block the oil until we put these booms. And I'm asking you to.
We're going to work.
Push BP to do it.
Last week when I was talking to the mayor, he started choking up just talking about the fact that out of his own pocket he was having to provide some help and some loans to his buddies, to fishermen, folks in the area. That's what we should be able to prevent. There's oil washing in, but people can help each other. And the company that's responsible can make sure that it's responding quickly and effectively. The mayor told me that story. It was, I think, an example of what's happening all across this Gulf Coast. And it's going to be multiplied, not just in Louisiana, but in Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. There are small communities like this all across the Gulf, and they've got to make sure that, that their voice is being heard day in, day out. And I know that they've got a fierce advocate in Thad Allen, but I want you to know that behind Thad Allen stands the President of the United States.
Yes, sir. All right. And like I said, since the last time you've been here, the Coast Guard is unbelievable. Admiral, I want you to know that you guys are really working 24 hours for us, and they did push BP. And like I said, I'm very emotional because I'm still giving. You know, I'm not going to cut their water off. I'm not going to cut their electricity off. And I'm not going to cut their gas off. I have one of the businesses right now that has a $5,200 electricity bill. And I'm calling energy to make sure not to cut them off. When your business people come up to you and say it's time to help, it's not easy. And Patty can tell you, night before last, I told her that I'm going to keep you strong and try to bring you more business. Butch calls me, David, we need more boats, get some more. Vessel of opportunities. He's fighting to save his oysters. I'm trying to keep Grand Isle alive to try to get tourists. I opened the beach Memorial Sunday at 3 o'clock and people are calling me so the marinas can sell a tower so these young kids can lay on the beach. And then, you know, watching the oil come across the shore and, you know, some people think I'm better than God. You know, if that's how serious this is, you know, they'll tell you. I live right down the street. I've been averaging 2 hours of sleep. You know, just worrying and looking at the ceiling fan and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow and praying to God that no more oil comes on the beach. So, like Terry said earlier, you know, his wife is sick. I bring 7 people a day to Oshness in New Orleans in a van to cross that long bridge you cross and putting gas in the truck to make sure that we keep the help. And we help each other. And, you know, we don't have no money, it don't matter. We help each other. That's what we do.
Well, that's supposed to be what the entire United States does.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
We're not bitter at the oil companies for what happens. We're just bitter at those that cut the panels and cause the havoc that we're having right now.
Long.
It's not Because we thrive on the offense down here. And we enjoy it.
We support it.
We support it.
Well, I think the point with the oil companies is they've got to support you the same way you support them. And they've got to make sure that, because there are a lot of folks in the oil business who do the right thing and who aren't cutting corners. We've just got to make sure that we find out what happened and that those who are responsible and held responsible, that we fix whatever's wrong. We're still going to need oil production, but we've got to make sure that we do it in the right way, because we just can't have a situation like this happen.